This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station at my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers and 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for all you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch Parlor, which may be coming back Monday. I emphasize may be coming back Monday. We're over there as the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's from the undergroundusa.com website. That's undergroundusa.com website. It's Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain. You're trying to get me to diversify my holdings, were you?
Yeah, we're trying to get you over to Denise, but anyway. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
You've got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic. For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, sad news to start with. A New Mexico State police officer was shot and killed on the I-40 highway in New Mexico between Las Cruces and Los Baños. It was about a 30-mile chase from where the officer was killed initially in a shootout with a suspect before the suspect was rammed and run off the road. There, a Las Cruces police officer was wounded. He will be okay. And the suspect was killed. So what goes around comes around.
Yeah, it's always, you know, you don't know if you're going to come home.
Yep.
When you're law enforcement or you're a first responder, especially a firefighter,
right,
you don't know if you're going to come home every day that you leave. So you embrace your loved ones sincerely each time you walk out that door. And we seem to be having a rash of this.
Yeah.
You know, we've got some shootings, including two FBI officers down here in Florida.
Sunrise.
You know, I don't know what's in the water, but I don't like it.
No, Sunrise, Florida is where that happened the other day. And three were wounded, two were killed. And what a shame. What a real shame. Well, let's get started here. By the way, good morning to Al in Nebraska. He's saying good morning to you and good morning to the Godfather.
Well, good morning to everybody. And thanks for checking in. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, I know that you've already got your order in on the coming release of the book, Beautiful Things, right?
And of course.
What do you think is in that from a drug addict?
I'm hoping, and I'm not gonna lay money on it, but I'm hoping it's a lot of redemption talk. I'm hoping that it's a lot of you can overcome this talk, although I doubt that it is. I mean, it could be a vehicle for helping people get out of the drug culture, but I doubt that it is.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with you. Okay, well, backing up, and let's go up with this. The Democratic impeachment managers, the congressman by the name of Raskin, sent a polite letter to the president, former president Donald Trump, and he said, I would like to have you testify under oath. Would you be okay with that? Well, a nice polite letter went back to Mr. Congressman Raskin by the lawyer Schoen, and he says, nope, sorry, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, the whole thing shouldn't be taking place in the first place.
Right.
They should have had committee hearings on why they think they can impeach someone who isn't president anymore. That would have been a good use of taxpayer money instead of the charade that they're going to go through. When you've got people like Alan Dershowitz laying it out as plainly as he has laid it out, that this is something they cannot do. You can't try a private citizen in the Senate. It has to go through the judiciary branch of the government if, in fact, there was a crime committed. And you can't pre-disqualify someone from running for office.
Right.
These are the things that you do in, like, Venezuela.
Yeah.
You know, and the Democrats are doing a damn good job of turning the United States into Venezuela when it comes to wiping their behinds with the Constitution.
Yep, all true. All true, every last little bit of it. And I'm looking at the letter that was sent back. I'm just going to read the last two paragraphs. They're very short. Well, this is from the attorney, David Schoen. He said, your letter only confirms what's known to everyone. We cannot prove your allegations, that you cannot prove your allegations against the 45th president of the United States, who's now a private citizen. The use of our Constitution to bring a purported impeachment proceeding is much too serious to try to play these games. And they talk about it to begin with. He uses the words unconstitutional proceeding in the first sentence, but that's what Mr. Schoen said, and that's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. This is nothing more, and this is what Nancy Pelosi's been doing for at least the last 5 years, if not the entire tenure of her existence in Washington, D.C. She likes to trot things out to create the sensational headline to try people in the media. She would have loved for Trump to have come and talked on the floor because it would have gotten media, and they could have played this out in the media for a public execution rather than a legal one.
Yep.
She's a horrible human being.
Hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about Congresswoman, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and what happened to her yesterday, what precedent that will set up for in the future when the Republicans take control of the House, and they will take control of the House, mark my words. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And you know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan up there. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, even the central part of the United States and up as far as the upstate areas of New York and Canada. Now, Moss Nissan, spelled M-A-U-S, just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And it comes with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss, over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of. Clean trade-ins? Oh, yeah. They got plenty of them, too. And by the way, your trade-in could be commanding a great resale price. So take advantage and upgrade your ride now. Now, remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. Veterans, active military, first responders, and pastors get great care taken of them. Now, check out the Rogue, too. It's the hottest SUV on the market. So, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Ford Avenue in Tampa, online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you, because that's going to save you another bunch of money. I guarantee it. Alrighty, Frank Salvato is back from the UndergroundUSA.com your website and the podcast that's over there and the great articles you write. And you write for a national publication. Who is it?
Nationalfile.com.
There you go. Okay. Got to get that out there. All right. Well, before we move on here, talking about something to do with the military, I want to talk about AOC. Do you want to talk about somebody who needs to be brought up on charges? Used to be if you stood up there and lied in Congress, going back, and I'm dating myself 30 or 40 years, they would roll you out
on a blue carpet and make you apologize literally on your hands and knees to everybody in the House of Representatives or the Senate, depending on where you said it and what you and who you offended. Well, AOC wasn't even in the Capitol building when she described her near-death experience from a uniformed Capitol police officer.
Yeah, and she was also evacuated from the Cannon building too, the House building, because there's a suspicious package. So she was anywhere near anything. This isn't the first time either. Remember the pictures of her at the border fence that turned out to be a fence by a Walmart, I think it was.
Yeah, that had openings on both sides of it.
Yeah, she's a habitual liar. So everything she says has to be suspect, but she's more a product of what the Democrats and the political class in Washington have done to truth over the last 50 years. We as a people have allowed them to embellish on the campaign trail, and they've brought that embellishment into legislating, where everything has to be scrutinized about whether it's true or not, because they're willing to lie to get what they want passed. There is no integrity anymore in the political class, and there is no shame in the political class. Those days are over. This is a blood sport for these people. They win at all costs. Slash-and-burn politics of Saul Alinsky is deeply rooted in Washington, D.C. now, and because the left gets away with it, the right does it.
Yeah,
we got to hold these people accountable. We want facts, truth, stop playing games with words, and go there to represent your constituents instead of the people who shove money in your pockets.
Yeah, and George is talking here about something, George the Godfather. He's saying, can believe they kept Cheney in charge 145-61 against and did not back up Green. I'm not sure what the vote was, but I know that I think it was 10 Republicans went over and voted with the Democrats to get her off those committees. After McCarthy went down to see Trump, McCarthy has to be part of the establishment. Well, I don't know about that, but I'm sure that there were some interesting discussions held. What do you think?
Well, I think they went down there to make sure Trump wasn't going to split and start a third party. And I think that's what McCarthy would do. McConnell couldn't go because he probably would have gotten electrocuted at the gate of Mar-a-Lago, But they sent McCarthy. As far as Green's concerned, hey, listen, she said some incendiary things as a private citizen.
Yep.
If we're going to go back and start looking at everything everybody said all the way back to the time they came out of the womb, then we're playing a very dangerous game here. And ostracizing somebody who's been seated on a committee for something they said before they were in office, it's a dangerous game to play, because when the pendulum swings the other way, now it's going to.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's like the use of the nuclear option. You used it, now it's on the table.
Yeah.
And it will come back to bite everybody at some point in time if you use it. It's the old mafia to play into George the Godfather.
Now it's the
old mafia adage, you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Now it's been more than 90 days, New York 22 up there, the congressional district that runs in upstate New York, central New York. The Republican challenger is ahead by 123 votes. It's been counted, recounted, counted again, recounted again, and the Democrats still want to do some sort of procedure up there, which I say they should just say, screw it, seat the woman, let her go have the congressional seat, and this other guy, he can live to fight another day if he thinks he can win.
The reason they're still doing this is because it's a Democrat who didn't win. And Mark Elias, the lawyer for the Democrats, who's another bloodthirsty animal, is up there saying, and you know what his excuse is now? The machines were bad.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
They screamed all through up until January 20th that Republicans were out of their minds, that Trump was trying to steal an election because they were besmirching the machines that were used to count the votes. And now this guy's got the audacity to say that the machines were bad. This is supposed to show you how incredibly disingenuous their efforts were to try and stifle an examination into voter fraud.
Yeah,
that they can use the same. Now that our guy's in, we can use that excuse.
Now, the special forces and combat units in the military, regardless of what branch you're talking about, have had a number of battle insignias and flags and paintings on aircraft and that sort of thing, models for what it is that they do, their mission, to give them a little bit of esprit de corps. And we know about the about the 60-day stand down and what they're going to try to do there. But now another story has come out that was brought to my attention. Special forces have been warned against using. Are you ready for this? You ready for this?
No, yeah.
Special forces have been warned against using Pepe the Frog or other extremist symbols.
You know, if there's one entity in the United States that's not supposed to kowtow to the snowflakey political correctness crowd, it's the U.S. military. We're supposed to strike fear into the hearts of those who are doing evil in the world and hope to those who need help.
Yep.
And this idea that they can come in here and start throwing in critical race theory and political correctness, and we don't want them to wear camouflage because it's offensive to some people, that BS has got to stop.
Yep.
This is tantamount to abusing our warriors.
Yep.
Our people sign up to actually do the right thing and to protect freedom around the world.
They do.
It's not to make sure that the people with a contrived activist bone in their body who want to get their 15 minutes of fame for protesting somebody who said didn't use a proper pronoun is not feeling all that offended.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the Constitution that says, I will not be offended. If you're offended, suck it up. You know, just completely over the snowflake thing.
Yeah.
You know, that went out with man buns.
Yeah. Now, Joe Biden came up with a brilliant plan. You want to hear it?
He did, did he? Is he going to put sugar in his oatmeal?
Wait till you hear this one. He may mail millions of masks to Americans all across the country and around the globe so that they have masks to wear.
Why doesn't he just put them in cereal boxes? Make all the cereal companies put them in cereal boxes like the prize used to be in Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
And then we could all be over it.
Or the Captain Midnight Secret Whistle you get in a box of Trix or whatever.
Yeah. You know, the Oscar Mayer Wiener, the pack of the hot dogs. I mean, this is beyond stupid. Anybody who understands what the masks are good for and what they're not good for, especially in advancing herd immunity, which now study after study after study after study is coming out saying it's got to be that way. It's unbelievable.
We will see you on Monday, and go Bucks.
Say hello, Bucks.
All right, that's Frank Silvano. And I got my Buck jersey hanging up on the door right here behind me, by the way. So there you go. Big, big, big Super Bowl coming. Patrick Hyland, last segment today, will be talking about it. I'll be right back. More. Amanda Mackey will be with us. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As political divisions continue in Washington, D.C., a divided House has removed Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene off both of her committees for things she has said in the past.
And if this Congress is to tolerate members that condone riots that have hurt American people, attacked police officers, occupied federal property, burned businesses and cities, but yet wants to condemn me and crucify me in the public square for words that I said and I regret, then I think think we are in a real big problem.
The chamber's vote was 230 to 199. Snowy conditions caused a section of Interstate 80 to be closed Thursday afternoon in central Iowa after a massive crash involving 40 vehicles. Iowa authorities closed the eastbound lanes of the interstate west of Newton. Transportation Department spokeswoman Andrea Henry said several serious injuries have been reported in the crash, but no deaths. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. We appreciate him doing that for us. He did that the last time he was in town, and we'll see him again in a little while. More about that when I can tell you. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. Now, they're spelled F-A-R-A-H, Farrah and Farrah. And their website is farrahandfarrah.com. And here's more about them right now. The injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slipper fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit farrahandfarrah.com. Now, don't forget, Farrah and Farrah's got a 24/7 telephone number where you can get a live person right now. Their number is 877-245-6707. They will tell you whether or not you have a case or what you need to have to get your information together so you can present it to someone in the office. So they'll either come to you or they'll call you, one or the other. 877-245-6707. One more time, that number for Farrah and Farrah, 877-245-6707. And joining us right now on the telephone line, we have Amanda Mackey. That's spelled M-A-K-K-I, and she is a attorney and a Republican strategist, and you ran for Congress a couple years ago and in the Florida 13th
District. Not a couple years ago, a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah, it was a couple months ago. Okay, well, maybe it should have been a couple years ago.
Feels like a couple years ago.
All right, let's get going here, because I definitely want to talk about the impeachment, because a letter was sent to President Trump inviting him to testify under oath. It was a fairly respectful letter, and it was kind of led, the president was led to believe that if you didn't do that, that there might be some other circumstances that might happen. Well, the other circumstances, I think, are going to be that they're going to bring out these witnesses. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, they sent a letter. Jamie Raskin, one of the impeachment managers, sent a letter. It was a respectful letter. Obviously, the president's attorney, Mr. Schoen, had no interest whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You know, I would never take the bait from the Democrats on anything related to impeachment because it can only be to hurt him or help them. So that's where things stand. I think the reality with impeachment is that Democrats don't know what they're doing. They're in free fall on this because people have lost interest. No one has heard or seen President Trump in, you know, almost going on 3 weeks now. And so they're kind of wondering at home, why are we doing this? What is the point of this? Mm-hmm. And why are we spending millions in taxpayer dollars to do this? This is an exercise in futility.
Yeah. Well, I have, and I'm kind of like you. Now, you've been on One America News, you've been on Fox, you've been on Newsmax, and I had the opportunity earlier last summer to be on MSNBC on several occasions. I said no, because I wasn't going to get involved in that jungle. And then in the last couple of weeks, I've had CNN call me twice, and I said no, because I'm not going to get involved in that jungle, because all they're doing is looking for a patsy they can stick out there, outnumber them about 3 or 4 to 1 and go after them.
And that's the thing is, you know, the liberal media is never going to have any real interest in getting down to why do you think this is, you know, good or bad. They only care about pushing their agenda. And, you know, you don't need to know anything more about the cancel culture or the double standard in media today, the mainstream media, I should say, except for the fact that yesterday it came out that Jen Psaki, the president's press secretary,
yep,
had made, you know, homophobic tweets. And no one in the media was talking about it.
Correct.
She tweeted a homophobic tweet about Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham. And, yep, you know, when I think of being what they quote as the most open and inclusive administration, that doesn't sound very open and inclusive to me, but that's what they do, and no one in the mainstream media covered it. Now, had that been a conservative that had said something that was even a little bit off color, they would probably have already had all their accounts on social media canceled, and they would have been probably packing their bags in boxes walking out the door because they would have been fired because the mainstream media would have gone after them. So the mainstream media is not your friend. I think it's a good idea that you avoid what they're trying to do, which is box you in and, you know, go after, basically use you to go after President Trump.
Now, I've got a question for you. You may not be able to answer, but I'm just going to run this by you, and I'm going to read it the way it says, because this is mind-boggling to me. There is significant public interest in the special deal between Joe Biden and the University of Delaware that is keeping Biden's Senate records completely secret. We understand it's over 1,100 boxes of documents. Now, this is coming from Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton. He has also come out and said, Delaware state law is quite explicit in that it requires state entities, including the University of Delaware, to provide public access to those records when requested. Then the question is, so what is Joe Biden hiding?
Well, obviously, I don't know what he's hiding, but, you know, all those things are inclusive of Joe Biden's near, you know, 30 years in office in the United States Senate, where, you know, he probably has some things that are uncomfortable for him to disclose in the new modern era of all the things that have really changed, the Me Too movement and all those things. And I'm not suspecting that there is something there necessarily, but he may just not want to have any of that exposed. But the reality is that the National Archives are paid by you, me, and everyone else who's listening right now because it is taxpayer funded.
Right.
Therefore, it is supposed to be open. This is not CIA documents that are classified. These are documents that belong to a United States senator, someone mm-hmm. of the legislative branch that is supposed to be made open to all. And, you know, when President Nixon didn't want his materials on him to be exposed, and to be put out there for public consumption. What did he do? In Yorba Belinda, he has a private, I should say had a private library. And so the information, he could control the information that was put out there for public consumption. If Joe Biden is taking taxpayer dollars to do it, there's nothing that he can hide. He's not supposed to. And he shouldn't be allowed to cover up for that. He has to make that, that's just supposed to be disclosed.
So what are we to think about Marjorie Taylor Greene and what's happened to her? This sets up a precedent when the Republicans take control of the House, and you know they will, to have the Democrats roll over literally in their graves, because they're going to go after everybody and anybody, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And it is a dangerous precedent, and I have no interest in the things that she has said. I worked in the Pentagon weeks after 9/11. You cannot deny what happened. The comments that she has made are very off color and not, she shouldn't have made them. And, you know, she apologized, and that's the right thing to do. But here is the problem. You can't deny that 9/11 happened and expect that your colleague from Staten Island, Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, a Republican, to not vote against you. And so those are the types of things that, you know, she has gotten herself in. Now, that said, what is going to happen when Republicans take over? They are going to say, oh, we don't like what Maxine Waters said because she said, go get in their face, go beat them up, go this.
Yeah.
We don't like what AOC said. AOC maybe fabricated a story about where she actually was and this, that, and the other.
She lied.
Go ahead and ask her to get off of the committee.
Yep, she
it's
lied.
It's a dangerous precedent. It's a dangerous precedent because the American people get to vote for who they want in office, not their colleagues in Congress.
By the way, George, our friend the Godfather, is saying Biden was probably caught hanging out with the Grand Wizard of the KKK. That would be Robert Byrd.
Well, him and Robert Byrd have a long-standing relationship, and I'm not going to say if they do or they don't. The point, though, is that that should inflame people and enrage people, is that your taxpayer dollars are paying for something that he's not disclosing to the public. So why am I funding a private, you know, something that he wants to keep private? That's the whole point of, you know, getting government funding. And, you know, again, I go back to the example of, you know, the former president, Nixon, who, you know, basically he had a library, but he paid for it so that the information could be controlled. Now, that has since been reopened. That, I think, in 2015, the term expired for his information. So now it's public, but...
Yeah, and here comes the music, so I'm going to have to let you go. But we're going to have you on again next week when this impeachment trial starts up again to try to explain what's going on to the audience, because everybody's scratching their head going, how in the hell can you impeach a private citizen when they're no longer in office? Oh, have a great weekend, kiddo.
Thank you.
All right, that's Amanda Mackey. Her website is Amanda Mackey, M-A-K-K-I, AmandaMackey.com. I'll be right back.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Wayne Allyn Root. By the way, I was told that he's predicting a winner in the Super Bowl. I'll get to that in a minute with Patrick Hyland when he comes on. Right now, I got to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor here in Sarasota in a local area. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, unlike the big box stores, these people will offer installation to you, on-site cleaning, parts, repairs, and more. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or do this. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, joining us on the phone, we have got Patrick Hyland, from the Sports Zone. Mr. Hyland, you want to hear a couple things here?
Go ahead, sir.
Tom Brady is going to play in his 10th Super Bowl this Sunday, but most Americans don't expect the Tampa Bay quarterback to lead the Buccaneers to victory. A new Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey of American adults finds that only 31% say that Tampa Bay is most likely to win the NFL title on Sunday. 41% say the Kansas City Chiefs are likely to repeat as Super Bowl winners, and 28% say they really aren't sure. Now, my prognosticator, Wayne Allyn Root, who's out there in Las Vegas, Nevada, who does this sort of stuff for a living, predicts the Bucks 31, the Chiefs 28. I'm going with that.
Well, that could happen. It depends on the weather, Captain.
Yeah, a lot of people think this is going to be a close game, like 1 point here, 1 point there. I was looking at all the different experts across the country, or maybe 3 points, but nobody believes this is going to be a blowout one way or the other.
The only way it could be a blowout, I believe, is if Kansas City gets up quick and keeps coming. That could happen, but they're potent offense. But it depends on the weather, Captain. It looks like it could be a rainy day, which would favor the Buccaneers. I don't know if there would be that many points scored if it's raining, because it'd slow the game down and turn into more of a running game, which would favor the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, it's supposed to rain. Supposed to rain during the morning and perhaps the early afternoon, and then clear up after that. But it's going to be a little bit cool.
Right. Okay. Well, that's not going to be a problem. Kansas City's used to that. The game that people remember is Kansas City was here about 4 months ago.
Yeah, and
really
it was,
put it on Tampa.
And they doubled the score. They doubled the score on Tampa. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't see that happening again, but if anybody could do it, it's Kansas City. They have one of the most potent offenses in the National Football League over the last 10 years. A lot of speed, a lot of talent, great quarterback, great tight end. The only thing they're missing is a great running back. But the running back game isn't terrible, it's just not great. So Tampa Bay has a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah, but
Tom Brady, as you mentioned, been there 10 years. Go ahead.
They got that little guy, number 10, the little small short guy with the Chiefs, number 10, and boy, he's quick.
Tariq Hill, one of the fastest players in the National Football League, runs a 4.28 40, and Scotty Miller thinks he could be within a 40-yard dash the slot receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He thinks he wouldn't line up straight to straight. I think I could get the edge on him and on the gun beat him out. So you never know. Scotty runs a 4.33. He'll be an integral part in this game if the weather permits to get him open. And if people remember, Tom Brady's favorite receiver in New England was Julian Edelman. Scotty Miller reminds Tom Brady of
And there's the Gronk.
Yeah, that's going to be a key part. If he can get open and make some catches for Tom, he's been very instrumental in blocking for Tom not to get sacked and get beaten up back there on the dropbacks.
Yeah, so, and Cameron Brady has been a very pleasant surprise this year, too, because every now and then when Gronk is covered and when they figure you're going to go to Gronk for a play, they go to Brady.
Yeah, no, Tom's gotten a good rapport with him and likes the way he, you know, practices, works out, and finds a way to get open. That's one thing. The kid doesn't drop passes. That's always a nice thing. So, yeah, he's been very nice this year. I don't think it's jail for them. The only bad luck they've really had this year is O.J. Howard, the number one draft pick a few years ago, the tight end from Alabama. And, he got hurt, and that's it. But everything else is kind of down in their favor. And going on the road three weeks in a row, Captain, is not easy. And they pulled it off. They went to Washington.
No, that is an amazing feat all by itself.
So you have to give them credit. Kansas City, the defending Super Bowl champs. How they can repeat, we shall see. I'm gonna have to go against Mr. Wayne Allen Root. I think Kansas City's gonna find a way to win this game. I don't know if the Bucs can go. This will be their 8th game in a row. 4 weeks in a row.
Is it going to be close?
I think it'll be close. I do believe it'll be close. I'm not going to predict the score because I don't know how the weather's going to be, and that's just, not realistic. If it was a dome, I'd tell you it'd be 31-28. And truthfully, if it was in a dome, 31-28, it could go either way. Mm-hmm. Kansas City just seems to be on a roll right now.
But by the way, there's going to be a wind. It looks like there's going to be a 15-mile-an-hour wind, possibly out of the north or northwest.
Yeah, and both kickers, that's a great point, Matt. Both kickers are excellent. Butker for the Kansas City Chiefs and Suckup for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have been very solid this year. So we'll see if that plays into it.
Okay, let me read you the weather. Sunday night, partly cloudy skies, low temperature of 61, winds north at 6 miles an hour with gusts to 14. That's the weather for Sunday night, the latest weather I've got, because Sunday during the day, in the morning up till about noontime, 30% chance of rain and thunderstorms.
No, so the good news is, a few days ago, they said it was like a 70% chance it was going to pour at 12 o'clock.
Well,
that wouldn't do much damage because they all have the field tarped.
The 70% chance is Saturday.
Well, there you go. So it's moved up. Now, if that happens, it's going to be a pleasant night, pleasant game, then you should see a high-scoring affair. And whoever gets the ball last is going to come out the winner in those type of games, Captain. So that's going to be, you know, something for people to see.
I'm going to let you go because we're going to find out what's going to happen. And the best thing that I'm looking for on Sunday is when all three of those bombers fly over at the same time coming from three different bases.
Amen. God bless everybody, Captain. And please check out our Super Bowl edition this Sunday on this great station from 11 to 12. And we'll be talking the Super Bowl and other sports. Thank you, Captain.
See you later, my friend. Okay, Patrick Hyland, and that's the Sports Zone. You can hear his program here on my flagship station from 11 to 12. They've also got a Facebook page if you want to follow him, the Sports Zone. All right, and here's more about Patrick Hyland.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
There you go, Patrick Hyland. And one of these times, he almost every Tuesday, he's over at Mission Barbecue when we have lunch over there. If you want to stop by and meet him and chat with him and find out what he has to offer, you can do that. We also every now and then get together at a couple different places around the area, but we'll let you know more about that when that, in fact, happens. Well, today we're going to be watching. We're going to see what this resolution is that they come out with and all the amendments they've stuck to the stimulus package to see what sticks and what doesn't stick, because it's been an operation like none other. All night long it's been add, stick, to see what the Democrats will vote for and what they won't vote for. It's kind of like the wish list for all the Republicans that have stuck everything they possibly can on this bill. And, I mean, we're talking about stuff that you got to wonder what they're doing. But we'll see. We'll see where it goes. We'll see what happens. And they've already got the $1.9 trillion up to around $3 trillion and counting when last I checked. I don't know if they're done totally yet or not, but we'll see. And certainly I don't think that bill would ever go through. And again, the one that's doing the adding is the Republicans, not the Democrats. Because the Democrats were leaving it the way it was, but the Republicans are trying to get a vote to see how the Democrats are going to vote on this for the midterms. That's what they're up to, the midterms. Okay, we'll be back tonight for the weekend edition of the program. A lot more coming your way. It's going to be a busy night, busy weekend, as you well know. So don't go anywhere. Enjoy the weather. If you're up there in the cold North Country, up there along the Canadian border, in the Dakotas and Montana and Minnesota, stay warm. I'll see you all tonight. God bless America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.